Good afternoon. Thanks very much for coming today. This is the February Health and Wellness Lecture Series. My name is Barry Nyman. I'm the Director of the Accommodation Counseling and Consulting Services here at UCSD. And if you know of anybody who might need help with a job accommodation or in facilitating access to a facility or a building or a program, please contact me and we'll be happy to assist staff and faculty with that. As you probably know, the Health and Wellness Lecture Series has monthly events, and we do record them, so you have the option of being here live, and I appreciate you doing that, or if you can't get away, you can watch it at your desk, wherever there's internet access, and also because it's recorded, you can podcast it, or you can view it later. So if a friend or someone seems interested in this topic but couldn't be here today, please let them know they can watch it just about at any time. We should have it up by the end of the week. We'd like to thank and acknowledge the contributions we've received from the Community Advocates for Disability Rights in Education, and this is an association for staff, faculty, and students regarding disability issues, and it's promoting full inclusion of people with disabilities. Also, we've gotten some funding from the Medical Center and also from the School of Medicine, and we very much appreciate that. It's my pleasure today to introduce Terry Dowie, who is the Director of the Personal Wellness Programs at UCSD. She's been working at UCSD Recreation for the last 8 years, and she's a graduate from the San Diego State University Program in Athletic Training and Sports Medicine. Terry is certified with the American College of Sports Medicine and the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And today she's going to help us manage issues associated with stress reduction, give us ideas on aerobic exercise and flexibility and posture. Please welcome Terry.
Thank you very much, Barry. Actually, I've been at UCSD's Recreation Department for 12 years, and it's been a delight all the way through. My programs basically entail a student wellness program, a staff and faculty wellness program, weight loss solutions, as well as I have a staff of 10 personal trainers and a massage therapy center over at the main gym. For those of you that aren't aware of that, that's a good tidbit, which I will expound on more towards the end of the program. Today, what I'm going to be touching on are, as Barry mentioned, some stress reduction, some good management tools you can be using with that. Also, we're going to be taking a look at flexibility and posture. And then the last portion of this will be on heart rate, as well as aerobic conditioning and how that's really going to enhance your life. But the first thing we're going to start off with is getting you up and out of your seats. So if you could be kind enough to drop everything, and I will warn you now that I'm a very interactive style presenter, so don't feel like you're picked on, because yes, you are. Okay? And Jonna is my faithful assistant here helping out with the dance tune, so I hope you guys are ready to move a little bit. Here we go. Okay. Excellent. Okay, so those of you that are a little impinged there, move out more towards the aisle. Like I said, I'm going to pick on everyone. Spread it out just a little bit. Okay, let's move those hips. There you go. Loosen them up. You guys have been sitting too long this morning, right? Move them. And I can see all the way in the back. Excellent. Get them moving. Little marching step. Lift those knees up. Get some circulation in those 4 feet. Excellent. Hope you guys are good dancers. Okay, a little bit of shoulder roll, right and left. There you go. Show it, right. Turn the person on your right and show it to them. Here you go. Right. Come on. And left. Beautiful. And right. And left. And together, around. Loosen up all that tension. Around. Excellent. Two more. Awesome. Okay, bring those arms out to the side. We're gently going to just to the left and to the right. And again, to the left, to the right, a little faster. Excellent. Nice and loose, you guys, nice and loose. Beautiful. Now we're going to coordinate it. You're going to add those hips. Oh, yeah. Get those hips moving, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I see him back there. There's your dancing man. Woo, baby. And the other way. Loosen it up. Okay, and John and I have a dance we like to share with everyone. It's called The Sprinkler. Are you ready? Come on, Sprinkler. You will become the new rage dance sensation. Excellent. And let's roll it out a little bit more. Fabulous. And then let's go ahead and reach it all the way up. Interlock those thumbs. Reach, reach. And bring it down. Let's bring those arms out in front. Hands, have your legs about hip width apart. You're going to pretend that there's a chair back there. And we're going to put our derriere in the chair. Are you ready? And squat and stand. Derriere in the chair. Spin it back and stand again. Spin it back and stand. Three more. Spin it back and stand. Last two. Spin it back. Stand and one more. Spin it back and stand. Excellent. Shake it out a little bit. I want you to look to the person on your left and tell them you look marvelous. Excellent. Okay, everyone feeling a little looser, a little energized? Let's go ahead and have a seat. Oh, we have plenty more. Don't you worry, hon. Now, what I would like everyone to do, recognizing that the first topic we're going to have is on stress and stress reduction, is I'd like for you to turn to a person next to you, and I'd like you to take the next minute and share with each other what stresses you out. Okay? Ready? And time. Here you go. Turn to the person next to you. Good job. John.
There's a lady back there that doesn't have anyone to talk to. Right back.
Okay, we have about 10 more seconds. Okay, everyone. If I could have everyone's attention, please. Thank you. So clearly, there's a lot of stress going on. There's a lot of chit-chatting. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with this lovely lady. And she is going to share with us not about herself, but about the person she spoke with in terms of what stresses that person out. Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, and Shelley, did she have any stress?
She stresses herself out.
Okay.
That's why I thought you could tell.
I'm sorry. No, we all suffer from stress a little bit. So.
She's a perfectionist, and everything, you know, has to be done, and so she stresses herself out.
Okay, good. Good point. Here, who did you get to speak with?
Karen, she was stressed about deadlines at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and what did she stress about?
Traffic on the way to work.
Oh, yes, that's definitely stressful. And way here in the back. Gentlemen, did you get to speak with one another?
We did.
And what did we stress about, or what did we share that we stressed
deadlines.
With? Deadlines.
For reports.
Okay, anything else?
Taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So as you can see, everyone, there is a vast array of reasons that we stress. So when we take into consideration the definition of what exactly stress is, Basically, it is defined as the wear and tear our bodies experience as we adjust to our continually changing environment. What we saw exemplified on the floor here is that for each person, that's entirely unique. What I may perceive as stress and what she may perceive as stress may be vastly different. But what's most important is if you are perceiving it as stress, then that is what it is. One person may say that they want to go home and listen to all about the worldly issues. For them, that is informing. For another individual, they may say, that's too much information for me. That completely stresses me out. I'm overwhelmed. So you can see the differences there. There's definitely good stress and bad stress. It's important to have stress in our lives, particularly the good stress. And that's because it adds anticipation and excitement to your life. Some examples of that would be a wedding or childbirth, or a new job, all of which there is a little bit of stress to it, but it's all good stress. It's something that you're going to be excited about and anticipate. Then there's the not so good or the bad stress. Areas there might be being overworked, going through a divorce, fired from a job, heaven forbid. And with this type of stress, what we see is it results in feelings of distrust, rejection, and anger. There are definitely physical and mental characteristics that also go along with stress. Physical characteristics would be like when I approach someone to talk to them, a racing heart rate. When I got you up and made everyone move, there might have been a little bit of sweating that went on. These are physical characteristics. Not being able to sleep well, insomnia. Another one is seeing hypertension or what we call higher blood pressure issues. Having constant and chronic muscular tension as well as chronic headaches. These are all signs of physical stress. Mental characteristics could be characterized as depression, chronic anxiety, lack of mental focus, and just general burnout. So most of us know what stress is, but what we want to start to look at a little more closely is, in fact, how can we reduce, prevent, and cope with it? So the goal of stress management is basically to bring your mind and your body back into balance. A big part of this is going to be adopting a really positive attitude, learning a healthier way in which you can be coping more effectively, and changing the way that you personally deal with stress. Managing stress is all about taking charge. That means you taking charge of your emotions, you taking charge of your thoughts, your schedule, your environment, and most importantly, the way that you are dealing with these problems. So ways in which we can look at this is something you can evaluate on a personal level is how resilient are you on a personal level? Do you feel like you have a sense of control in your life? Do you feel like, for the most part, you have an optimistic attitude? Do you have a healthy body? Do you consider yourself to be a confident person? Do you have a sense of humor? Do you have the ability to adapt to change? These are all really important factors in terms of us becoming or being more resilient so that we can handle stress more effectively. There are four management strategies that I want to touch on today. The first one being step number one, avoiding unnecessary stress. Now, of course, we all say, well, that's impossible. But there are ways in which we can really, really minimize it. The number one, and I think I hate to be gender specific, but I do see this with the ladies sometimes a little more often, is learning to say no. And that is so hard sometimes. We want to please everyone. We want to do it all. I've seen it with the males as well, where we've got family commitments. We have work commitments. We have carpool. And the list goes on and on and on and on. But eventually, we come to a point when we're so saturated, we just have to learn when to be able to put the brakes on for ourselves. Another thing that we need to work on is avoiding people that stress you out. And I'm not saying that if you're in an environment where the person starts to walk in the room, you dive under your desk or you sprint to the bathroom, because that's a little uncourteous and obvious. But there are ways in which we can minimize interacting with that individual that sometimes just doesn't really appeal to us, or we just find that it gets on our last nerve. Taking control of the environment and also paring down your to-do list. And that means really prioritizing in a day what it is you need to be achieving. Having an A list and a B list, really making sure that that A list gets checked off. If the B list doesn't happen, for those perfectionists out there, it's okay. Let it go. Tomorrow's another day. Don't carry that heavy of that. The second thing that we want to look at is altering the situation. That's our second management strategy. If you can't avoid a situation, you want to try and alter it so you can do what you can to change so the problem's avoided. Something that is often hard for individuals is not bottling up your feelings. Some individuals just keep it in, and eventually there's all this resentment and stress that builds up. You need to be able to communicate. Maybe not to everyone, but maybe find someone that you have a trust with or that you find is a really good listener. Being able to share a little bit so that you're not keeping all of that stored in. Being willing to compromise. Now, this is a hard one. If that person takes the right foot in, you have to take the left foot in so that you're meeting halfway, gang, and that's not always easy. In the me society that we live in, it's all about me, but what we need to be careful of is it is give and take, and that's definitely going to help minimize some of the stress. Learning to be a little more assertive. There's some individuals out there that are just by nature a little more introverted, and what that introversion sometimes means, people always ask them to do things. They don't say no. They just feel like things build and build. And so for them to be able to stand up for themselves on occasion is really helpful. Managing your time better. We hear it all day long. Manage your time. That's sometimes more easily said than done. Emergencies come up. We overly commit. All of these things come into play. But it's something that at the beginning of each day, recognize what the most important things are that you need to achieve. If there's too much filler, save it for another day or reschedule so that you can minimize that stress. The third strategy we want to take a look at is accepting the things you can't change. And this is a really tough one, gang, simply because one of the most important things that we have to learn is we cannot control the uncontrollable. We cannot control how other people are going to react. We cannot control what other people's emotions are going to be. So that being said, we have to learn to relax with some of that and not necessarily try and control it. And in many instances, let it go or just not carry the heavy of how they respond. You take care of you in that instance. Another thing that we want to look at is looking at the upside. Oftentimes in major challenges of our lives, we can have a lot of great personal growth and development. In the midst of it, that's hard sometimes to accept because it's a difficult time. It can be very dramatic. But what's really important is recognizing there are areas there where we can be growing and developing to use as tools for the future. Learning to forgive. And this is a really tough one. Simply because if someone hurts you or gets you upset, sometimes really forgiving them is a difficult process. But what you're going to find is if you can do that, you will be the one that lessens the burden, as opposed to worrying about what's happening with that other person. So learning to really be more forgiving. And the fourth stress management step that we're going to look at is adapting to the stressor. First of all, looking at stressful situations from a more positive perspective. And that's hard because as we touched on in the very beginning, everyone perceives stress differently. But if we can put a more positive spin on a stressful situation, chances are pretty good you're going to keep that blood pressure down a little bit. Maybe breathe a few extra breaths so that you really can keep yourself a little bit calmer. Looking at the big picture is really important so that we allow ourselves to keep things in perspective. Don't make the mountain out of the molehill. Adjusting your standards, and this is one that this young lady back here touched on, was the perfectionism. None of us are ever going to be perfect, gang. So it's really important that we set lofty goals, that we set a high standard, but recognize we're not always going to achieve that perfect level, and that's okay. And then the last thing that we want to touch on is, once again, reflecting on all of the good things in your life. Looking at that glass as half full as opposed to half empty. It takes a little more energy. It takes a little deeper thought process to really sometimes turn that around, but it certainly can add a little more sunshine to your day. It definitely can energize you instead of tearing you down. And it's something that in terms of coping and managing with stress, it's incredibly helpful. So all four of these, avoiding the unnecessary stress, altering the situation, accepting the things you can't change, and adapting to the stressor are really helpful ways in which you, on a daily basis, can try and implement these into your daily routine so that you more effectively deal with stress. Stress reduction tips. Nurturing yourself. How many of you take a bubble bath? Raise your hand. How many of you spend time in a jacuzzi? How many of you have the luxury of getting a manicure and pedicure? How many of you have ever had the luxury of having a massage at a spa? Oh, very good. Give yourselves a hand. I'm liking this. This is good. Nurturing yourself, gang. It is really important. It is not just a luxury. When we take better care of ourselves, we can do a much better job with everyone around us. We're more effective on the job front. We're much happier at home. We don't kick that dog. We scream a little less at our best friends. And it's something that when we take care of ourselves, we have more to give back. And that's really important to think about. Sense of humor. How many of you consider yourselves to have a sense of humor? How many of you like to watch comedy? Do we need to do more of that? Definitely yes. Life gets too serious sometimes. We need to just lighten up a little bit. That helps with the perspective, but also too, laughter is such a powerful tool in terms of lowering your blood pressure, allowing your resting heart rate to drop. It's just really incredulously important. Adopting a healthier lifestyle. There's a shocker for me to be able to share this. Obviously, it's a big crusade that I have on this campus is to be able to implement and help our students, our staff, and faculty to have a healthier lifestyle. So what does that really mean? Eating more healthfully, exercising more regularly, heaven forbid, getting some actual sleep, and then also, too, allowing ourselves to maybe back off a little on the caffeine, maybe back off a little on the sugar, and a little less alcohol. Everything in moderation, gang. That makes for a better and more healthful lifestyle. Starting a stress journal. For individuals that really struggle with sharing or communicating with other people, it's still important that they be able to get those emotions and those feelings out. If you have a journal and you're filling it out, what it allows for you to do is put it out there so that later you can examine that and see the things and the circumstances that really stress you out in a day and ways in which, once it's on paper, maybe you can implement some of these other strategies to help minimize and help you cope a little bit better. And then also learning positive ways to deal with your stress. And that is by exercising a little bit more, treating yourself to some of those luxuries, getting a little more sleep. On a daily basis, doing something you enjoy. That's not a bad thing. And I think sometimes that's what happens. We're so busy doing being for others that we need to stop on occasion and really think about ourselves, because it's important for us to nurture a little bit along with these other things. Now, some not so helpful ways to cope with stress: little too much alcohol intake, very highly caffeinated, reaching always for those fatty, fried, sugary foods, getting ourselves really sleep deprived. These are certainly not ways in which we are going to be able to better cope with stress on a regular basis. So there are things that you may want to examine within your day-to-day routine as to how can I be implementing more healthful ways and ones that are a little less destructive in terms of coping more effectively with my stress. The next area that I'd like to touch on involves posture and flexibility. So now that you've been sitting down, you know, of course, that I'm going to make you stand up again. So let's go ahead and just do that. What I would like you to do is stand and face the person next to you. And what I want you to do with that person next to you is I would like for them to be able to look at your posture. And what I would like for you to do when you're looking at that person's posture is make a few assessments. These are not judgments, just assessments. Keep them to yourself, okay? Keep them to yourself. Just kind of assess what you're seeing. Okay, now I'm going to have everyone go ahead and turn to the front. Everyone go ahead and turn to the front. And these are a few things that I want you to start to implement on a daily basis. For starters, when we're standing, how many of us stand picture perfect all the time? Zero, okay? So what we need to start thinking about is this, this, and this. And I see all of this, myself included, my bad. But what we need to think about or be a little more conscious of is equal weight displacement on both feet. Do you constantly, when you're standing, shift to one side? or have one out here, or this, okay? So what we want to think about is equal placement on both feet. The other thing that we want to think about is, I call this fondly the power pack, okay? This is your power pack, your Duracell. That being said, the Duracell doesn't need to be either sticking out here or way out here. What it needs to be is just comfortably tucked under, just a little, okay? The next area that we want to take a look at is through the chest area. Oftentimes, because what we do in the course of a day is forward flex and really rotate, we're kind of in this rounded posture, which is not a happy time for your spine. So, that being said, I want everyone to take their finger, put it on your sternum, not someone else's. Oh, just decided to work again. Excellent. Now lift it up. A little taller. Good. And just drop your arms down. Beautiful. Now at the shoulders, I want you to just gently bring them back. Okay, this is not a militant pose, ladies and gentlemen. Gently. Good. And then from there, that ever so attractive forward head, we're going to tuck it in just a little. Now, how often do you walk around and stand like this? People would say, seriously, what is wrong with you today? Okay, but what's most important is this is actually a much better posture for you. The cervical part of your spine, the upper thoracic, the mid-back, all of that is much happier. Now, I want you to turn and face each other again. Oh, yeah, looks a little different, doesn't it? Okay, so now, I want everyone to relax again for a minute, facing each other, just relax. Now, take a look. What do we see? Sometimes shifted shoulders, shifted hip, little knock-kneed, little bowed out. Okay, gang, go ahead and have a seat. Don't worry, you won't be sitting long. Then there is the seated posture. Oh, yeah, you guys pretend you're perfect. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, I'll catch you. So, sorry. The seated posture. This is typically what we see. Okay, not a good place for the body. So, here's what we're going to do. This is also lovingly known as your booty. Everyone, booty back. Both feet, well, except for me because I'm vertically challenged. My feet don't touch. But for those of you that are not, let's go ahead and place both feet equally on the ground. Good. Now, remember your finger on the sternum? Lift it up a little. Good. Drop your arms down. Slightly tuck your chin in. Okay, how often are you sitting like this? Someone walked in the room, they'd be like, okay, what happened? What did I miss? It's looking a little rigid. Take a breath in. Exhale. Drop it down. Shake it out a little. There you go. Get a little shimmy going. Good. Oh, yeah, he's got a good shimmy back there. Okay. And again, one more time. Breath in and exhale. Now, what you'll notice is when you're in this correct anatomical position, your lower back is much happier, your shoulder blades are much happier, and your neck, because you're not in that ever-attractive forward head, we're keeping it in a nice neutral position. So this is something, this is my first homework assignment to you, and believe me, I will follow up on this because I know where you work, is to be able to start to think about this on a daily basis. Initially, it has to be very much in the conscious. But over time, if you practice this on a regular basis, you will find it really starts to carry over. So, now, turn your chair and face the person next to you. Good. Now, I want you honestly to sit the way you normally sit. Okay? What are we noticing here? What are you guys noticing? We're a little bit sloppy? Okay. Okay, everyone go ahead and turn your chair back forward, facing again. So did we notice a few things that maybe were a little less than perfect? Is this something that we could work on a little bit? Definitely. I'm sorry? Yeah, I ask for that a lot too. But, you know, I stretch more. Sometimes that helps. My arms get longer. Now, something that we can be doing on a regular basis to enhance our posture, because as I mentioned, we're often forward flexed, inwardly rotated at a computer, eating, driving by the end of the day, is this. Now, for me, I already have a challenge. Every millimeter is going to count. So it also makes us look slimmer and trimmer when we stand tall. It also makes our spine much, much happier. So it's something we definitely want to think about. In terms of sitting for lengthy periods of time, gang, what happens is when we're seated, when the knee is flexed like this, the hamstring is tightened, as is the iliotibial band. What that does is the tighter these two complexes become, the more it starts to pull on your lower back. So what we need to do on a regular basis is get up and move and stretch a little bit. And that's where the flexibility and the posture really go hand in hand. So one of the stretches you can be doing, and I'm going to have you do, is simply stand up and prop a leg up on the chair. Now, you may not want to do this in the middle of a meeting, but in the privacy of your office, you could be doing this. So everyone go ahead, take a stand, prop your leg up on the chair. Now, remember that beautiful posture we just talked about? How many of you are slouching? How many of you are looking at your feet? They're not that pretty. Okay, so what I want you to do is lift your sternum up a little bit. I want you to stand a little taller. And I want you to pull your toe towards you. Feel that? Oh, a little bit of a shift there. Pull it towards you a little bit more. No cheating. Now, I want you to take it a step further. I want you to bring those arms all the way up, palms facing in. Reach, 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 reach. Reach, turn those palms facing in, facing you, palms in. Oh, it's working again. Excellent. Good. I want you to take a breath in, and I want you to exhale. And again, one more time. Breath in and exhale. Fabulous. Go ahead and bring those arms down. Let's take that leg, shake it out. Now just feel the difference between those two legs right now. Little bit of a change. Okay, so that you don't walk in a circle all day, we're going to do the other side. Ready? And lift it up. Okay, on this one, instead of bringing the arms up, we're going to do something a little bit differently. We're going to interlace the fingers and drive the chest up. Good. Now we're going multifunctional. Pull the toe towards you. Excellent. Are you breathing? Are you breathing? Can you hear me now? Good. Take a breath in and an exhale. And again, a breath in. I hope everyone brushed their teeth today. And an exhale. Good. And last one. Come on, pull that toe a little bit closer to you. Breath in and exhale. And shake it out. Nicely done. A little bit looser. Okay. Another thing you can do in the privacy of your office, not always in the middle of a meeting, is those calves. They get a little tight too. They have to walk you around all day long. So what we're going to do is just simply push the heel down. Don't want to bounce. When we're stretching, gang, do we stretch to the point of screeching pain? No. Discomfort, tension, maybe, but never to the point of pain. Do we bounce? No. We just hold a nice static stretch. We're pushing that heel down, thinking tall thoughts, and we're breathing. The whole concept behind breathing with the stretch is if we don't breathe, we have a tendency to hold our breath, which actually causes us to contract the muscles more. We don't want to go there. Good, and take a breath in again and push it down just a little bit further. Remember, your weight is in the back leg in the heel. Nicely done, and step it forward. Just shake it out. Feel the difference between those two legs. One's definitely tighter than the other. Okay, no circles here. Let's go ahead and press that other leg back. Good. Now, at the same time, we're going to get multifunctional again. We're going to do some shoulder rolls. We're going to loosen those babies up. All day long when you're at a computer and you're forward flexed and inwardly rotated, how tight does this area get? Extremely tight. We don't want to repeat the pattern by going forward because we do that all day. We want to do the opposite. So we're going in reverse. Okay? Nicely done. Eyes are up. Chest is up. Beautiful. And relax. And go ahead and have a seat. Everyone's a little bit looser. So in terms of flexibility, there's a number of areas in which it's really, really important. As you can see, it's really going to assist with enhancing your posture. It's going to allow for a much greater freedom of movement. It's going to allow for some relaxation. Heaven forbid we relax in our society on the merry-go-round where we can't get off, okay? So all of these areas are things we want to try and integrate. We should be stretching at least, gang, 20 to 30 minutes three times a week, minimum. Now, for those of you that are chained to your chairs and your computers for hours and hours, what I want to challenge you to do is get up on an hourly basis. Do some of these sexy shoulder rolls, okay? Move your hips a little bit. Stretch your hamstring out a little bit. Like I said, if you have to close your door so people don't wonder what's wrong with you or if you've had too much coffee, that's okay. What you need to be doing is allowing yourself to integrate a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of breathing, working on that posture, and then also becoming a little more flexible. Now, another thing that we see a lot of is, how many of you have experienced pain through here? Pain through the back of the neck. Pain through the mid-back. So much of that is facilitated because of this. Because of this. Because of this. This is what I'm notorious for. My husband tells me all the time, honey, just get an IV. It'd be easier than eating on the run. You don't have to chew. But what we need to do then is, with this all the time, we get so tight through the pectoralis or the chest muscles. So what I want you to do, without combatively hitting the person next to you, okay, be mindful. I would like for you to take and interlace your fingers and just put them right there at the base of your head. Good. I want you to get your booty back. I want you to look straight ahead. I want you to take a big breath in and exhale. And again, breath in and exhale. Nicely done. Now, in that same position, very carefully, bring those arms out to the side. Take your time. Yep, it's the in and out thing. Excellent. You guys are so quick. I love it. Now, your palms are facing forward. Booty's back. Looking straight ahead. Taking a breath in. Remember the breathing? And on the exhale, I want you to just try and open up a little bit more. That's it. Be careful who you're hitting. Good, and take a breath in again. Big breath in. And exhale and stretch it back just a little bit further. Fantastic. And relax. Now, what you'll notice is, as you start to open this up, this becomes more of this. When I have more of this, there's less tension through here. Now, it also goes with, as we've discussed many times, the forward head. So if I can open up my chest and I can slightly bring the chin into a more of a neutral position, it's going to alleviate a lot of the tension here. But the neck does get tight, doesn't it? So here's a really couple of great stretches you can do here, right here in the privacy of your own seat. Feet down, most people's feet, booty back. You're going to take your left hand and put it on your left chair, the side of it. Good. From there, you're gently, now this is not a chiropractic adjustment, okay? This is a gentle stretch. You're going to take that right hand, making sure your head is in a nice neutral position, and gently stretch it down to the side, remembering to breathe. Good. Taking a breath in and an exhale and again. And on that exhale, gang, try and just go a little deeper into the stretch. And ever so gently coming back to center. Just feel the difference between those two sides. Can anyone do a Linda Blair 360? I want to see it now. No? Psh, boring. Okay, right hand down to the side. Booty back, chin in a nice neutral position. Now gently take that side. And I just got an adjustment. Excellent. Free of charge. Taking a breath in and exhale. And again, breath in and exhale. And one more time, taking a breath in and exhale. Fabulous. Back to center. Now just feel the range of motion that you can get now in your neck. Pretty amazing. Okay, the last one we're going to do. It's gently stretching it forward this way. Now, you want to provide enough pressure that you're feeling it kind of move down a little bit in that upper portion of your back. And I want you to take a breath in. And on the exhale, just try and go a little bit deeper into it. Remember, this is gentle progression. No decapitation, not on my watch. Okay, take a breath in again. And exhale and try and go just a little bit deeper. fabulous and come back to center. Good. Now just feel the difference there. For those of you that struggle on an ongoing basis with chronic neck tension, with chronic headaches, oftentimes, if you could use a lot of these preventative stretching exercises on a pretty regular basis, you can many times diminish that headache or completely have it subside. Another thing that I would highly recommend is for those of you that have never really explored massage therapy, it is something that is fantastic. It is not just a luxury anymore, gang. It really makes a difference, especially if you have someone that is a good body worker, someone that is obviously professional and licensed and all of those good certifications that you need. But it is something that can make a tremendous difference, particularly for individuals that struggle with the chronic stress in the shoulders, in the neck. They also have seen a lot of reduced blood pressure issues with people that do ongoing body work, and it's just another great modality that you can start to integrate so that you can keep your stress levels down as well as being a little more pain-free. So in terms of flexibility, how many of you stretch on a regular basis? Okay, for those that don't, just give me some feedback as to why not. Time? Don't even think of it. Okay, no, this is good. I want these honest answers. It's really important. Something that I think is very difficult is within our society, we're very much about worrying about the exterior. So when we think in terms of exercise and activity, we think in terms of aerobic activity. We think in terms of the strength training. Not so much about the flexibility and the posture. But in terms of longevity, in terms of how good you can feel on a daily basis, you start to implement this on a regular routine, it's amazing. 10 minutes a day, and you will be astounded at how much better that you feel. It makes a tremendous difference. When you hold the stretch, as I mentioned, typically 30 to 45 seconds, you want to really be breathing into the stretch, allowing for you to really relax and elongate, letting those muscles really relax. Something else that's really important is if you can do some type of warm-up activity prior to stretching, that's really helpful too, because once you've elevated the body core temperature, it allows things to be more pliable. That means you're going to be less inclined to feel something pull. But if you get into a regular routine, even within your office setting, of getting up, like I said, every hour or every couple of hours, walk around for 3 or 4 minutes, do a couple of these stretches, what you're going to find is your mental clarity is better, your focus is better. You can actually breathe, and that's something that when we get stressed, we forget to do. We forget to breathe, and I know it sounds really overrated, but it's really true. So it's something that you want to start to take into the daily routine. Now, the other thing we want to touch on is aerobic training. How many of you know what aerobic training is? Go ahead, give me a definition. Get your heart rate up. Okay. Anyone else? So what are some examples of it? Walking, bicycle, swimming, treadmill. Basically, what it entails is getting large muscle groups to be working vigorously so that the heart rate is approximately 118 to 120 above for a sustained period of 20 minutes or more is what they consider the best or one of the most appropriate ways in which to get started with aerobic activity. How many of you feel that you do that on a regular basis, 2 or 3 times a week? Okay. For those of you that do not, and all I want is honest answers, why not? Time? Time. Finding the time. So are there ways that we can try and implement it on a little more regular basis? Walking instead of maybe taking a shuttle. Instead of driving round and round in the parking lot at Ralph's, finding the closest possible spot. Purposely and deliberately driving a little further away and walking there. There's lots of ways in which we can try and implement it, but the most important thing is, gang, it's really helpful in terms of stress reduction, but it's also really helpful in terms of your heart and your lungs. If you're someone that struggles with perhaps maintaining a good, healthful weight, aerobic training is really beneficial there as well. It's also just a great time to be by yourself. And I know that sometimes sounds crazy when you're in a gym with a million people, but oftentimes when you're there, you can just let your thoughts go about their business. Now, many times we're captivated with the television or the iPod, but I think even sometimes on campus, to take a brisk 10 or 15 minute walk on your lunch can make a world of difference in terms of how you feel when you get back. person that leaves the office is all angry and tense and muscular. The person that comes back is all happy and you saw the sun and you breathed outside air. What a shock. So it's something that I would highly recommend for all of you to try and integrate on a more regular basis, getting out there 2 to 3 times a week, getting involved in some type of swimming, rollerblading, power walking, jogging. Sign up for the Chancellor's 5K for this next year. Hopefully it won't rain. But all of these things, what you need to do, gang, is find something that you like. Because that's another thing that I see, is I see people out there punishing themselves. I see them out there running and they're just hating every step of it. And I'm like, why are you doing this? What you need to do is find and explore something that you like. That's where right here on this campus, you have a recreation department that offers everything. I am talking belly dancing, underwater basket weaving. I kid you not. And you get a certificate to boot, okay? There is martial arts. There is swimming. There is yoga. Everything under the sun right here at your fingertips, gang, at an absolutely nominal fee. This is something that you really need to take advantage of because, once again, it's going to help you feel better. You're going to perform on the job better. You're going to be a much happier person at home, better wife, better mother, all of these good things, better father. It just allows for you to take that time to be a little more healthful, but also to explore things that perhaps you may not give yourself the luxury of exploring. So that's something else I'd like to challenge you to do, is pick up a recreation magazine. The new ones should be coming out hot off the press, probably in the next week, and allow yourself to explore some options there. Do something you've never done before. Engage in some type of activity. Make the time. Make yourself more of a priority, because what you're going to find is you will be more productive in everything else that you do. Your quality of life will really, really be enhanced. And it's something that many times we put it on the to-do list, but we always put it on the B list instead of the A list. And what you're going to find is through programs that we offer here, like my staff and faculty wellness program, which I will bring up is free if you have a rec card. Great deal. You're in a group of 5 to 6 people, one-on-one. We're able to help you set goals. We're there to help you for 8 weeks in achieving these goals and then putting you on an absolutely personalized program. Personal training is another option that you have where you can go one-on-one with one of my personal trainers and spend some time really achieving some of your goals, really making a difference in terms of this is the year. This is the year I want to be more healthful. This is the year I want to make a change. This is the year I want to be less stressed. This is the year I want to be like Gumby. I want to be a little more flexible. This is the year that I want to not huff and puff every time I go up a set of stairs. It makes a huge difference. I have watched people change and transform their lives unbelievably. I have Richard Atkinson. He's a wonderful example. Used to be the chancellor here at UCSD and then was the UC president. What I have seen at ready to be 79 years young, he comes into the gym. I work with him weekly. He works out another 3 times, runs 3 miles 3 times a week. And it is just so encouraging to see that at all ages, we can make a difference, gang. So don't put limitations on yourself. It can happen at any time, any place. You just need to provide the opportunity for you, okay? What I would like to do is a little bit of a relaxation with you right now. And I know that's really going to be difficult because you guys are ready to rev right back up again. But we're going to do a little bit of relaxation. And what that's going to entail is a little bit of breathing. And that's something, once again, we kind of forget about. When we get tense, when we get focused, we just kind of hold our breath a lot. And that's something that really makes more muscular tension. And it also doesn't allow for that great oxygenation to flow through your body. So what I'm going to have you do is everyone sit in your chair, booty back. And I want you to do something that normally you don't get to do in the workplace. You're going to close your eyes. And I wonder if I have a light switch in the back. With your eyes closed and your face relaxed, I'd like you just to focus with your hands on your belly. Hands on your belly. And when you breathe, I want you to feel your tummy going out and then in. Taking deep, long inhalations, followed by you to gently, carefully take any thoughts and just gently push them aside, thinking of the words peace and calm. Once again, something that we consider a luxury oftentimes can make all the difference in terms of living a more healthful lifestyle. So my challenges to you are on your daily work basis and at home, think about how you're standing. Think about how you're sitting. Awareness is the first step in the right direction. Think about those four strategies about really finding ways to cope more effectively with the stress that you have in your lives. Think a little bit more in terms of how flexible are you? Get a little loose there with the doors closed at the office. Stretch out those hamstrings. Loosen up those shoulders. Give that poor neck a little bit of a break. And then at the end of the day, or if you're having a really, really stressful day, take a mini 5-10 minute break. Whether it's a power walk outside or a little mini relaxation like what we did, it can make a world of difference for you. It can really make for a much happier, healthier life, and also really integrating being a little more active in terms of aerobically. We have a tendency within our society to be a little too sedentary. We need to get out and move, gang. That's what's going to help us with a lot of these illnesses, and it's one of the most preventative tools we can use. Your body is the only body that you get. You can't trade it in. So we need to take really, really good care of it. And that's what people like myself are here for, and Jonna, and all of my staff, is to help you on this campus find ways in which we can help you be more active and be happier and healthier. So thank you so much for all of your great time and attention. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you. Anyone have any questions?
What about the massage therapy?
The massage therapy, I have currently 3 therapists on staff. It's over at the main gym. It is, they are, 2 of them are holistic health practitioners, which is the highest certification you can have. They are absolutely outstanding, and the price range is unbeatable. I have 2 massage therapy treatment rooms over there, and I know personally, I go on a regular basis. I'm a runner, I race a lot, and it has made a world of difference for me. I believe for staff and faculty, it's $50 for an hour massage, which is basically unheard of. If you go most anywhere else, no, you don't. There is a community price as well. So if you get on our website or when the new magazine comes out, it'll show you the different price ranges. But community people are also have the ability to come and use our services for everything, personal training, for all of it. Yeah, so it's fantastic. Yes?
Can you ask them to do deep body massage?
I have all different styles, and that's basically in the magazine and on the website. You can see we have deep tissue, we have sports massage, we have Swedish, and it gives a description of each one. So then that way when you sign up for that specific massage, and they give you a receipt. All the sign-ups are done at the recreation sales desk, and they'll give you a receipt. So when you meet with the massage therapist, in fact, you just give them the receipt. There's no financial transaction between you and the therapist. All of that's done at the registration. And then that way you can completely specify what it is you want as far as the style of massage that you're interested in. Great. Okay, going to see who's awake out there. Catch. These are little stress balls. Catch, catch. I want to wake you back up. Everyone's too relaxed. Got to get you ready for the work day again. Oh! She's abusive. I can't take her anywhere. That's it, gang. These are very helpful when you're having a tough day. Just squeeze the heck out of this instead of wringing someone's neck at work.
Not scared.
Don't be scared. Way in the back. Woo! Good catch. Awesome. Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks very much, Terry. That was great. I did want to mention that the food is available, so please be sure to take some as you leave. I'll also mention that our next presentation is going to be on March 19th, and it's Gene Therapy, featuring Dr. Mark Jasinski. I also wanted to mention, and I'm not positive on this, but I think that if you take the health risk appraisal online that's offered, I think that you get a $75 gift certificate, and I've been told that you may use that at campus recreation. And I'm not sure about this part, but I've been told it would double, that you would get credit for $150. Is that correct?
That was our hope.
Oh, that didn't happen. Okay.
So you have it, but you can contribute it towards recreation classes, personal training, I believe massage. Yeah. So it applies towards all of that. Great way to go.
Yeah, if you go online. Thank you very much for coming today. Please take some food.